This is a Fox News alert, a search of Mar-a-Lago. I'm Lee Silasera. Former President Trump says the FBI has conducted a search of his estate.
Former President Trump used words and phrases such as occupied and under siege to confirm what he called a large group of FBI agents entering his Florida home. Neither the FBI nor the Justice Department, which oversees it, had immediately commented on why agents were sent in. There has been some DOJ interest in boxes of classified documents said to have been taken to Mar-a-Lago after the Trump presidency ended. The former president's statement labeled the raid as a plot by what he called radical left Democrats to keep him from running for president in 2024. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Trump was not there at the time of the raid. A White House official tells Fox they did not have notice of the reported action. President Biden and the First Lady were in eastern Kentucky this afternoon to get a firsthand look at the devastation from last week's flooding.
I promise you, we're staying, the federal government, along with the state and county and the city, we're staying until everybody's back to where they were.
FEMA teams are already in the state as they continue to aid people impacted by flooding in December in western Kentucky. All three men charged federally with hate crimes in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was out for a run in Georgia in February 2020, have learned their fate. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael each got life in prison without the possibility of parole. Neighbor William Roddy Bryan, who recorded the killing on his cell phone, was sentenced to 35 years. The three already have been sentenced on state charges. Grammy-winning superstar Olivia Newton-John, who rose to fame as Sandy in the 1978 blockbuster film Grease, has died after a decades-long battle with breast cancer. She was 73. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
An elected prosecutor in Tampa, suspended by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, finally replies via a Facebook video.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Hillsborough County, Florida State Attorney Andrew Warren, claiming Warren was selectively not enforcing the law.
Ron DeSantis is trying to overthrow democracy in Florida.
Warren is twice elected.
His plot to suspend me blatantly violates the most fundamental basis of our democracy. Your vote.
But it likely doesn't violate Florida law or its constitution, which grants the governor power to suspend elected officials for neglect of duty. DeSantis is pointing to Warren's vow not to prosecute violators of the state's 15-week abortion law. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
COVID test requirements are being relaxed by another cruise line.
Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is ending its requirement of a negative COVID test for vaccinated guests. It was requiring vaccinated guests at least 12 years old to show negative test results. Unvaccinated guests at least 12 years old will still need to show a negative PCR or antigen test. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lifted its own COVID-19 program for ships in July. Carnival and Royal Caribbean said in late July they were dropping testing requirements for vaccinated guests on cruises of less than 6 nights. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Nicki Minaj set to receive the Video Vanguard Award at the MTV Awards later this month. Minaj, who has won 5 MTV trophies, will get the award and perform at the ceremony on August 28th. Previous winners include Madonna, Janet Jackson, LL Cool J, Jennifer Lopez, and Missy Elliott. Wall Street, the major indexes, end of the day mixed. The Dow gained 29, the Nasdaq lost 13, the S&P off 5 points. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.